Welcome to one more episode, Micro Podcast, Digital Transformation, Industry 4.0 and Emerging Technologies. I am Vijay Gunti and I am the host. And with me is Satinder. Satinder Paul Singh is a semiconductor professional with extensive experience in IoT and M2M and also automotive semiconductor domain with 19 plus years of experience. Satinder, welcome to our Micro Podcast. Can you please introduce yourself to the audience?
Thanks a lot, Vijay. Indeed, a pleasure speaking to you on this podcast. Myself, Satinder Paul Singh, I am based in Munich, Germany, which is the automotive hub of the Europe. And I am in this city for past 14 years. Before that, I was in US for 5 years. And previously that, I was in India for education. I come with a background with the starting as a chip designer and then moved as an architect and now handling the entire department for the IoT and M2M chipsets in Huawei also, in Silicon Labs also, and now I'm just starting my own venture from next year. So a lot of stuff to do. And I worked in the chips running from the few K gates up to the million gate count. And the whole long-term revenue so far generated from my chipsets, my team, was close to about $3.6 billion. So Vijay, I'm happy to speak to you about the future of the stuff, because I believe the AI and the other stuff are just started, and it's gone up to the chip level now. Software is eating hardware and AI is eating software now. So it's a big cat and mouse fight now started. And I'm glad to be the part of the middle level, lower the chip designer and architect.
Good to know, Satinder. Yeah, you have said the relevant points now. So my question is about, what do you see about the business benefits and challenges in adoption of digital transformation industry 4.0, Satinder?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Vijay. The business benefits of all this digital transformer are there since long back, but now they are coming into mainstream. At the small players are also coming. And now we can see the digital tool in practice are more efficient. And of course, security is a concern, but the data-driven way of getting things done at the every level, start from the peon level up to the CEO level, are so transparent. So they are giving a very positive impact on the all operations and the capacitance side, and the service delivery are getting too much streamlined. So if the technology is doing work for you, of course, you can't ignore the errors, but the errors due to wrong entry by human is really avoided in this current. And you can reach the improved customer reach. So everybody can reach every part of the customer, which is very good. And let's say the impact of social media also. In the past times, it was a dream of the common man to reach celebrities and the, let's say, national level people and all. But with the help of social media, they can reach them directly. Just a single email or tweet, whatever. And many times they got the answer also. And improved efficiency, really, because all this electronic version, there are processes very quick. They work with the speed of light. And this model is definitely proving to be a kind of a vertical old pyramid style. Collection of data. You can collect data. In the previous time, you have a kind of a Baba type files, and which the hardcore analog files you have to search, and it takes ages to find the relevant information, let's say in the police station FIRs and all. But nowadays you can see with a single search of, let's say, two or three, let's say, words, you can find the entire history and the whole case is with you, and you can make the analysis quicker and faster. Yes, so adoption are there, but there are some challenges, like, because every technology not come with the free. Currently, they are a bit expensive because of the cloud handling and the software run them. But down the time, when technology gets mature, it gets cheaper. Let's example of smartphones. In the former times, you used to pay some good handsome amount. But now you can get within 10K or 20K a nice smartphone that can be act as a mini PC for you.
Thanks, Satinder, for sharing your views. So also, right, there will be new business models under the new business norms. Can you also throw some light on that?
Of course, there are a lot of business model coming, because first of all, I should say customer support is a thankless job, but it is a must in every organization. And if you keep your customer happy, he will keep you in business. That is also the alternative mantra. So with the reach of technology, your support is tremendously streamlined and very fast in the process. Let's say if your customer raises a query in, email or whatever, or SMS or whatever call form, you can respond immediately. In the previous term, it has to go through a lot of CRMs and then come through you, and then you reply via CRMs. It takes ages to respond. So the boost from touch to the touchless is really touch the heart more rather than the fingers, I can say. And recently, one of my startup in the healthcare got 2 million funding, euro funding from the European Bank. So I can say healthcare, it's a real boon. And with the COVID, there is a lot of problem with the diabetic and the heart patient. So we are also building a complete sensor system on chip, which you can put on the different ECG points, their notes, and your live ECG is going to the doctor at all time, and it's storing in the hospital cloud. And if anything mismatch happen, help will reach you in minutes rather than in hours of time. So of course, and in the banking side also, now you see you can operate the whole bank in the your fingers mobile app. In the former times, you have to go to bank for demand draft, for even taking your own money for, and even let's say doing a transfer also RTGS now, but you can do in within seconds. And all this explosion, let's say all these drones and all, make your logistic industry a bit reliable and safe and secure, I can say. We can talk more about healthcare industry if you want, because healthcare is a complete demanding vertical, and me and my one startup is working heavily on that, and I can share more light.
I can understand, Satyendra, where you are coming from. So you can share some use cases on this. So that's what my next question is all about.
Yes. I mean, the thing is, of course, the modern society is not, let's say, health fit society. In our, let's say, in Europe, there's a big problem of the stroke and the heart diseases. So there was a big concern raised by the insurance company, because ultimately insurance is also a mafia in the worldwide. Of course, people will not like me by this wording, but there is a big mafia of 10 trillion euro industry. I mean, with your money, these companies are buying a lot of stuff, but they don't want to give to the patients. So there was a big push by the investment arm of the insurance industry to generate devices so that we can at least reduce the casualty by the heart diseases and the stroke diseases. So me and my team are working with us, a lot of renowned doctors in the euro. What we are doing is we are deriving an algorithm basically, which checks for the unusual heart interference and the stroke, let's say, casualties. So then we capture this in every millisecond format and make a SOC, and that SOC is linked by Edge to the cloud. So that the patient, which are diabetic or let's say very much likable to get the disease, their data is stored digitally, and there it's all monitored by the software in the cloud. Whenever anything comes, the doctor or the supporting staff immediately get the SMS or or notification kind of thing that their patient is need some medical help, so that they can come there and help them. Because if patients come to hospital, the bills are tremendously in the let's say a few hundred K euros. But if you save them earlier, it saves a lot of money and also the life of the patient. This is the best example I can say. And COVID has proved really beneficial, because COVID opened up many, let's say, loopholes in the system, so which we are going to fill up now soon with the AI and the technologies. Even the worldwide, you see the healthcare system got totally shaken up. Let's say any country, US, China, Europe, even in India. So it's a good opportunity for the healthcare to revamp their strategy and investments also, of course. And insurance is the biggest sector who invests in this stuff.
Excellent, Satyendra. I think that's a fantastic use case in the healthcare perspective, right? I think COVID has opened the doors for the healthcare innovation. You know that. So my next question is about, I know we are talking about use cases, we are talking about benefits. Now come to the technological perspective, right? You know, we have keep hearing about the emerging technologies such as Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, and blockchain, so on and so forth. How do you see this happening into mainly, you can say, healthcare 4.0 or pharma 4.0? So how do you see yourself adopting these technologies?
I think I already questioned this answer that we are doing very well. See, IoT itself is not give you benefit, but IoT with data analytics and the secure blockchain will give you that. I wrote a book in 2017. I will share details on that. And in that book was basically the robotics economy, in which I wrote a complete section on the IoT, in which I mentioned that IoT with data analytics and blockchain secure element will give you a kind of a cherry on the cake. Definitely, it gives a seamless relationship between the human and machine. And this behavior, if you understand and map into your chip level also. Because the main problem is nowadays, IoT is not secure sometimes. And the hackers nowadays are not targeting software. They are targeting laws of physics, I can say. And unfortunately, there is no physics defined beyond 3 nanometer in CMOS also. So we are doing a lot of innovative security algorithms to make sure hacker will not get access to our data, because if that data is stolen, I mean, nowadays you can see a lot of companies are paying more to the ransomware than the real benefits. The real example is the GPS company Garmin. Their whole server was hacked 2 months ago, and they have to pay something about 350 million euros to get it back. So these things we should avoid. Otherwise, it's a direct impact on the profits of the company. And that impact the innovation in the R&D also for the future.
True, Satyendra. I think I totally
agree. Security is
a
big concern. So security, IoT is a security is a big concern. I mean, we can talk a lot about that. I mean, I love to talk these things.
Right. Yeah, so everything is a like tremendous or like is a notion of topics, you know that. So, yeah. I totally agree with you, Satyendra. So I'll come back to the question related to the career opportunities. So we have, this new technologies keep fast changing and new technologies come, and then you have to upskill, reskill and cross-skill yourself. So what kind of message you want to share to the freshers, students and professionals in their career opportunities?
Yes,
kind of technologies you recommend them?
See, Vijay, every transformation is not one day. It's basically kind of orthogonal to the other. If you remember in the 2019.com burst, there's a lot of demand coming for the Java and the web-based technology, but it's still lying there. At that time, I think we are on the college students and we are the part of the riding wave. And now the next and the very big riding wave is coming, that is of AI, security and the edge-based intelligence. For AI, there is no magic overnight mantra. You have to be good in software, understanding of how to write a code. My suggestion to the kids and students is write code on the paper first. Do not touch screen. If you can explain that code to a small toddler, then you are best in coding. If you, let's say, do the copy paste of the different codes and then do simulation and then do in working, that I don't say engineering. Engineering is take a paper, man. That's how our ancient people do. Use your own wisdom as much as possible rather than the smart, let's say, search wisdom. Security, you have to be very good in probability and statistics, because that is the where you have to find the use cases and break them. Because use cases could be infinite, but they should be in the power of two. So understand probability theory very well, especially the Bayes theorem and the Navier's and other stuff, and the edge-based intelligence. When your data comes from the IoT devices, that could be in gigabyte, terabyte, or whatever byte you can say, how to make sure that data adds a value to your business. That is more important, because there is no point, because this was a question raised by different banks that we have some zettabytes of petabyte of data, but we have no meaningful information about the customer. That's what the data analytics come into picture. They analyze the customer behavior and then give them the selective business idea. This is happening right now in the banks who are giving you insurances and other stock policies. So the main thing is, you have to understand the basics very well. Take any one or two case studies, work on end-to-end, and then see how you really learn with them. And do not just, let's say, jump into the career. Make sure it really suits your aura also. MBA guy cannot do a coding. Of course, he can do coding, but he should at least inbuild the behavior in that. And if a guy is engineer, come into business only if you understand that plus and minus completely. That's all, FJ, my side. You there?
Got you, Satyendra. So my question here is, you have shared a fantastic experiences, advices to the students, freshers. Coming to the professionals, role, so right? So do you agree that, right, we have to come out of their comfort zone? Like, because
very
we
much.
Are...
That's every part of life. Let's say not even the coding AI. Forget about that. Even every part of life, if you are in a comfort zone, definitely you are beaten by you only, because the next time the other guy is working faster than you.
True.
And you already see that AI has eaten up a lot of jobs, but created a lot of jobs also.
I totally agree with you, Satyendra. I think that fantastic experience I have today with you, Satyendra, in having a nice discussion. I think audience also will love you upon listening our talk today on the podcast. So thank you once again for joining us and sharing your valuable insights on digital transformation, industry 4.0 and emerging technologies and wonderful use cases on the healthcare. And what you're doing is also a fantastic thing, which our audience would love to hear more from you in the futuristic episodes, which we can plan after this.
Sure.
Thanks once again for joining us.
Indeed, a pleasure. A Merry Christmas and a great start to the new year. Thank you so much, Vijay.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye. To the audience, stay tuned for such more industry insights on digital transformation, Industry 4.0 and emerging technologies.